If old Larry Boy can keep his sense of humor when they got him down in the mud, making him crawl on his belly, then he'll probably get by. If he loses that, then he's got another chore of living for 30 years until he learns to develop it. Maybe, like a lot of us bullheaded guys, it takes him a long time to develop it. Well, I see, I've got some disappointing news in a way. The boss put in for a promotion for me and they turned it down. So I guess old Carly's stuck with his rate that he went in with, and I guess that's the way it'll come out, but it doesn't make any difference now. I'm conditioned to the methods of these guys, so I'm not disappointed in the way that I would have been elated, I think, if I had got it, but I'm not really disappointed now, since I was disappointed the first time, and I suspected the same thing might happen here, because you move here, it's from this where I am now. The next move's into the senior officer area, and it's like going from lieutenant commander to commander. And these guys that sit on the boards to make the judgments of who's going to be selected and who's not have to get a lot of their personalities involved in it, and it so happens that here I am again in that administrative area. The guys that are making the decisions are administrators, and they first thing they're looking for is a lack of competition. They don't want anybody in their same in the brackets, and particularly a newcomer or a reserve officer as I am. So all these things I've realized and rationed, and so I'm not too disappointed, but I would like to come back out here, and I'd like to go to another place besides Quan Nai, and I'd like to bring you to safe haven, and to hell with the guys. I'm making enough money that I can do what I want to do with the time I'm in here, and I'm going to see when I get one of these days. I'll run down to Saigon and check and see what I can find out about getting a reassignment. Well, I was surprised enough, I got a letter from Lou Warman, who's here and who's in Saigon operating out, still in the aid program, but he's in a unit we call RD cadre, and it's a pretty hot outfit. I'm surprised that Lou would get in that. That's one of the kind of front line things, but he's in it as an administrator, and he has to cover a couple of corps, 4 and 3 corps. So maybe he's not in too hot a thing. Anyway, I told Lou that I was what I wanted, and I asked him to find out who's down there that of influence of some kind. So I expect to hear from him, and I expect to visit him before I leave, And maybe I'll know who to talk to and get myself reassigned someplace, maybe in Saigon, maybe in 4 Corps or 3 Corps. It isn't that I don't like Ho Quan Ai. This is one of the best places in the whole area. And small, and I've got the ideal job, but it's just that it's lost its kick. There's nothing here to give me any kind of a challenge now. I'm just living through the throes of existence. Nothing too well, not challenging, and nothing much to keep me really excited. So if I went to a new spot, then I could at least a spot where there's an opening where a guy could work into. Then I could get going very good, but they refuse to upgrade this spot, and they refuse to upgrade me, so I want to go where there's an opening where I can do at least fill in someplace, learn a little more about what's going on upstairs. But I could be perfectly happy here because I was about 3 steps ahead of most guys that come in. They come in at 7th. And I think this is a kind of a crotchety outfit anyway. And these guys that run this thing, there's a lot of them who are about to retire, and they get sent out here and they get the cushy jobs. And so guys like me have to come out in the field and do a little scrambling around. But anyway, I'm going to see what Lou says, and I was real glad to get a letter from him and know that he's down here and where I can get in touch with him. And he seems to be subdued a little bit from his old attitude. At least in his letter, he wasn't quite so wild in his conversation. But he's still struggling to pay tuition, he says, and keep for his kids and put a roof on the house, things like that. And he also got wanted to know about real estate. He said he thought that would be a good thing. I told him, I wrote him a letter yesterday, and I told him I thought he'd be the best damn real estate salesman in the country. I think he would, because he could get really enthused and little use of sales tricks, psychology of selling. And he'd know how to try these. He's curious about these things to see them work. But I told him to write back to Hawaii and get a real estate manual and memorize it, so when he went back, he'd take the test, he'd be all set. Well, it's kind of lightening up in the east. There's a little pink along the horizon I can see out there. And the roosters are giving her fits now. Maybe you can hear some of them. And the dog's barking. This is the old hillbilly Carly at Quan Nai wanting to say in the last few minutes of this tape that I'm certainly getting excited about coming home and visiting, coming home to meet my sweet baby and coming home to a little rest and relaxation and put my old feet up on the footstool and rearing back and thinking about nothing at all. There hadn't been too much activity out here lately. The war is going on around us and about us. Everybody seems to be working hard at whatever they're doing. And outside in Blenang, in the other provinces, we don't get too much news. We read the Stars and Stripes, and tells us what's going on. We get a little more about from the magazines about Nixon and company and a lot of things that's developing in politics back in the States. And incidentally and surprisingly, it seems like the magazines I'm reading, everybody's quite happy with Nixon. And I think they should be, because he's the guy that knows politics enough to make them happy. Well, I'm talking politics when I should be talking about love and romance and the sweet gal that's at 3105 Moorhead waiting impatiently to get this tape and waiting patiently to get her pappy back where she can get a hold of him every now and then, grab him by the arm. That's it's an amazing thing how we need that little comfort and assurance and security every so often of the presence of the person we love, so that even though we know, feel in our hearts and minds that the love is there always, we still just like to be told, and I like to tell you more than anything I know how much I love you and how much that we and I enjoy having you around and the plans for you and I and in the future and the present. I'm kind of surprised that John hasn't bought that trailer. Maybe he'll want to give it back. I don't know. I guess it won't matter too much. It's had pretty good care, and he's built it up. And perhaps we'll just take it back. We enjoyed living in it. But I do want to get a little car. And I want to get one of those cars like he had. So keep your eyes open and see what you can do. And maybe if you can't buy one, we can rent something if I'm going to be there a short time. Who knows? I might just be there forever. It depends upon circumstances a little bit. It doesn't matter, though. Wherever we go, we'll go together. If I go out of there this time, you're going with me, as you say. And at least these people in safe haven, they get to get back home and get to see their wives every 2 months or so. And that's what I want most of all, is to spend some time with you and get the romance into you of the venture of traveling. Of being in some place else. I think Manila would be a nice place for you and I to live, because the housing is so wonderful there. And I'm sure that we'd find many good neighbors in these communities where you say people live, something like naval housing. Probably you'll find a little more mature group there than in our naval units, because most of these aged people are graduates of some college, and this makes them a little older. Well, anyway, the happiness that you and I have is with us all the time. And baby, I just want to say, keep your chin up until I get there. I'll be there soon. Tell all the relatives howdy. pat my little dog again and tell her to keep waddling on her sore feet. She get a lot of exercise. And I'll be there before you know it. Keep them letters coming.